Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Joining us right now, courtesy CBSSports.com and our Window Nation guest hotline. He is our man on the scene, Jerry Palm. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Listen, a lot of talk here in the Maryland area. Our head coach, man, he's not giving direct answers about whether or not he's leaving to go to Villanova. I think the current state of college athletics, I don't think it's a distraction to players because they leave all the time. Your thoughts. If Maryland loses tonight to Florida, will we talk more about how great Florida is or how much Kevin Willard's indecisiveness was a distraction to the team?
Well, I mean, Florida's pretty great. Yeah. You know, Maryland could be locked in and still lose to Florida. It's a really good team, one of the favorites going into this tournament. So, you know, if Florida wins this game, I guess there might be a circumstance where we talk about distraction, but you know, I just think that, you know, Florida winning is not exactly an upset.
Hey, Jerry, as we look at the matchups we have, and I guess we can just stay with the Maryland game, I mean, how do you think these two teams match up? Willard made the statement about, hey, he might have to rotate the bigs a little bit more because of how much Florida likes to get out and run. And I've said it looks like blood in the water when there's a loose ball or a long rebound. Everybody's just taking off running.
Yeah, no, they do like to play fast, and they can't. Yeah, we got the guys to do it. They'll definitely test your depth, which I don't necessarily think is a particularly strong suit for Maryland. I mean, their starting five is tremendous, but I just think that if Maryland has foul trouble or whatever, and you start to get into their bench, I don't think it's quite as good for Maryland. So I think that they need to be able to control the pace. They need to be able to control the game, really, and play the way they want to play and make Florida chase them stylistically, as opposed to run with them, because that's not really what Maryland wants to do with Florida.
Jerry Palm joins us, Buttermas Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jerry, if you skip your cardio today, no problems. Watch BYU versus Alabama, because that'll make your heart race. It's going to be a lot of points in that one.
Yeah, I don't know what. I think the last line on that game, I think, was like 175, and I'm just thinking over. You know, 190 wouldn't surprise me. Those are two teams that like to run. They can both score in just bunches. It's going to be like watching, track meet. the Olympic 100, meter sprint. That should be a fun game to watch. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be the one that, neutrals will be locked in on that game, because it should be a lot of fun to watch. But, that's two teams that really, really like to score and can. But, you know, it's funny because BYU, they're one of the hottest teams in the country right now.
Yeah.
I saw them lose at Cincinnati early February, and that's their last loss other than their conference tournament loss. So they have really been on fire. They're playing with a lot of confidence. I'm not going to be surprised if BYU wins that game, just because of how hot they are and the fact that they can play Alabama style with them.
Hey, Jerry, one of the things that I was looking at in tomorrow's games, and I think Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, was in agreement with me, I think Michigan State might be in trouble against Ole Miss. Am I crazy?
Yeah. Well, the Ole Miss I saw, I was in Milwaukee. That game, that's a good team, especially the second game against Iowa State. I mean, they were just dominant. They were going fast. They were hitting everything they put up. It felt like it anyways. That version of Ole Miss, that team could certainly beat Michigan State. But if they are off of that level, then they could be in some trouble. I mean, Michigan State's really good. They're not a two seed by mistake. So they've got really good players. They've got some depth. They're well coached. So, and, you know, Tom Izzo is a difficult guy to knock out of this tournament. So Ole Miss is going to have their hands full, but if they can play at the level they played against Iowa State, they have a real shot.
Jerry Palm joining us, CBSSports.com. Jerry Palm, on paper, it's an upset. Maybe even in reality, it's an upset. But, you know, Jeremy's talking about, I feel like Arkansas gets Texas Tech tonight.
Well, yeah, another team that, you know, if they play the way they did, you know, in Rhode Island, yeah, they've got a shot, sure. Well, and this is, you know, Arkansas has now got Boogie Flan back. You know, that's one of their big recruits.
Yeah.
A guy that they were expecting a lot from that missed, what, a couple months? Maybe even more of this season. So they're not the team that earned the 10 seed, right? They're better than the team that earned the 10 seed. Now, you know, does that mean they're going to win? Well, no, not necessarily, but they certainly could. Texas Tech, though, is a pretty good defensive team. JT Toppin's terrific player, probably going to be the best player on the floor. So, you know, Arkansas is going to have some work to do, but, yeah, you know, them winning that game wouldn't be the big surprise, but I still like Texas Tech.
All right, well, how about your boys? I know you're a Purdue guy. It feels like a contrast of styles. Do you think we get a slower game here between Purdue and Houston?
You know, Purdue can play slow. They don't really have a specific speed that they need to play at. They grind out a lot of games. So okay. I don't think Houston's style is the problem. I think Houston's defense is a problem because they're very good on that end of the floor. And, you know, L.J. Cryer's maybe the best player in the game, even though Braden Smith's a first-team All-American. You know, those two, I don't know if they're going to defend each other necessarily, but how those two perform is going to be really how this game is likely decided. If Houston can negate Braden Smith and derail Purdue's offense, then they could end up with a pretty easy win. And if Purdue can get their offense going through Smith and Trey Kaufman-Wren and hit threes, which has been you know, like Fletcher Lawyer has to be able to shoot well tonight. They need good outside shooting performances for off the bench for Cam Heidi and Miles Colvin. And, you know, if they can shoot the ball well, then Purdue's got a shot. I like Houston to win this game, but, you know, it wouldn't be the biggest upset in the world if Purdue won.
Tough folks in Baltimore and surrounding areas, how they can follow you on social media to get some updates on college hoops.
Yeah, it's JP Palm CBS. I'm on Blue Sky mostly these days, but it's occasionally show up on Twitter as well.
Thanks
which
a lot,
I'm still
man.
Calling Twitter.
I am too. Thanks a lot. I know you're a busy man this time of year.
Thanks Jerry.
For your time.
All right, thanks.
All right. Yeah, he's Jerry Palm, busy man this time of the year, but he always has time for us, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, and I'm against you on that. I know you like Arkansas. I think Texas Tech handles business. So that's one of my favorite games tonight. I obviously want to see the Maryland game first and foremost, but that's the other game I want to watch.
Yeah, you won't miss it because it comes on right after that, playing in the same arena.
Hold on. We got to see how, like, is old boy going to be able to stay up? And I'm talking about me sleep-wise, not something
say,
else.
I agree, man. First
LifeBet Institute offers things for erectile dysfunction. Oh, sorry. Anyway, just getting to another ad.
did I break yet? what just happened?
I was just picking back off of staying up.
Ryan Ripken joins us at 9 o'clock, I should say. Talk Orioles opening day, baseball opening day. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, you got a shovel to give?
Yeah, Rob, I got two, actually. I got a shovel that I'm going to... one of which I met a 10-year-old fan last night that wants to give a shovel to a classmate, which I thought was funny. He listens every day. And you love petty, right?
Yeah.
How about a fan of a basketball team that's so petty they did something so crazy to another coach, which I love?
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.